What's going on, family? I hope you're all doing well. This is TD Wells. I want to thank you and thank you all for listening in. And I want to share today is a great day for anyone, right? For whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. It doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution, by the way, to create or make a decision at the end of the day. And I feel like what happens is a lot of people haven't decided. You just haven't decided on where you want to be. And when you finally make up your mind and you finally decide, that's when persistence happens. That's when there's nothing that's going to come in between what it is that you want to achieve. No one's going to be able to turn you away. Listen, you want as many haters as you can get. Because listen, when you prove to yourself that you can be persistent enough to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do, let me tell you, you will get it. And that's 100%. Like, let me tell you a story. I remember when I first started a company, I mean, years and years ago, I had crazy dreams. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to make a lot of money. I wanted to get recognition, right? And I think a lot of times we want to be billionaires. Like, I know I see videos and on YouTube and Instagram of people that want to, or that's going to be in business or that's in business, that are billionaires, or they think they're billionaires. But look, let's just call a spade a spade. I mean, it's really hard to be an entrepreneur. I started in entrepreneurship when it wasn't even cool. People were like, why don't you get a real job? Why don't you do something else? Why don't you go work for so-and-so or whatever the case was? But you know what? I wasn't having it. I was constantly working on myself. I was constantly improving my ability and my ability to communicate effectively. I think that's what's super, super important. And believe it or not, I don't take notes. When I say I don't take notes, I'm not writing anything down. I'm not reading anything. I just think that if you just read enough and you know enough about certain things, don't get me wrong, I have bullet points and things that I want to touch on. But at the end of the day, I don't need to write any of this stuff down, because this just comes naturally to me at the end of the day, because I've done it for more than 25 years. And anything you've done for 20 years, or that you've put possibly 10,000 hours or more is what they say, you're now an expert at that. So getting back to what I was saying, look, I wanted to be extremely successful, wanted to get tons of recognition. I wanted to prove to people that I could do it. I wanted to prove to myself that I can do it. I'm a little bit of a fast talker in some sense, because, well, number one, I'm in New York. I'm from New York. I'm not trying to fast talk anyone. I just like to get to the point. And I think that's what happens, is that we're not persistent enough to get to the point. We keep talking and talking and talking, when at the end of the day, let's just get to the point and let's make deals. Like, let's make money together, right? And so persistence is the one thing I feel is energy. It's energy, and persistence conquers all things. But here's the thing about being in business, right? I wanted to be the best at it. I wanted to be great at it. I just love business in general. And I was sure, look, sales were going to be pouring in. I didn't have to go get anybody. I didn't have to line anyone up. You learn very quickly that, listen, you're not going to make the kind of money you think you're going to make if you don't work hard. And let me tell you, being an entrepreneur doesn't mean you make your own hours. It means that when opportunity is available and ready, you're ready. It's when, I tell a lot of people this, look, if you're prepared, you will meet the opportunity at the end of the day. It's when opportunity means preparation, man. And you just need to be ready at all times. That's why you constantly have to work on yourself. That's why I constantly work on me. Me personally, I invest more in me than I do anything else. And when I actually operated a company, or when I, you know, I do operate a company now, but I'm talking about a long time ago, it dawned on me really, really quickly that my hopes, visions, and dreams were enough. I mean, that would help me get to the next level. That's what I was thinking. But really, I needed a plan. And what starting a business taught me, that being a business owner is not as easy as I thought it would be. And in fact, it's a lot harder. I mean, it's really hard to run a business. And I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm not trying to talk anyone out of it. With very little reward to be gained in the beginning, right? In the beginning. But if you're persistent enough, you're going to achieve all the things that you want to achieve. And a lot of people know that already. They put in the work. They put in the time. And this is why some small businesses make it and some small businesses fail. There's a high failure rate and it's really high, okay? And people simply cannot overcome the challenges and like all the demands that come with being an entrepreneur. Now, the one word that can be used to describe business owners or entrepreneur who succeed at business ownership is persistent. Persistent, being persistent and persistence, having those two, or they're both the same. But you must be persistent if you want to be able to sustain your business throughout any of the challenges of entrepreneurship and eventually like reap the rewards of a successful business. I think having an exit strategy, not to say that you want to exit as soon as you get into the business, but I think at some point your business is going to be very valuable if you're building it to receive residuals or passive, or you have contracts in place. You know, like make your business to the point where it's so valuable that when you do go to sell it in maybe 3 to 5 years, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe you sell it in 10, I'm not exactly sure, but be prepared that you're not working it as a person or as an individual that is receiving or just working in a job, right? I mean, not to say that you're going to be the person that's working, or you're not going to be the person that's working in your business, because you will be in the beginning, but you need to figure out how to duplicate yourself. And I want to say entrepreneurship comes with a lot of ups and downs, guys. Sometimes it feels as if we experience more downs and ups. And as you are in your early stages of like business development, this is when your mindset has to remain optimistic and you just have to be tough. You got to tough it out. And if you're going to work through the hardships of building your business, look, that's the only way you're going to get through it, is to be optimistic and have a plan, have a roadmap, and know that you can actually achieve most of your goals or a lot of those 1-year goals in 1 week, believe it or not. And you just have to work it that way. You have to understand what the principles are and the models are for your business and drive it to that point, or drive traffic. What's your demographic market? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You need to know all of these things to be consistent and also to be persistent, because to be honest with you, it's really hard to be persistent if you don't know where you're going. You don't have a roadmap to where you want to be. And if you're currently having a hard time in your business, you would benefit from reading some quotes about persistence, to be honest with you. And some of those quotes will help you realize that you're not the only one who has gone through difficulties. And I know you know this already as a business owner. Others have been through what you are currently going through. And maybe you're not a business owner yet. Maybe you just want to get started and you're scared. Fear, right? I know you've heard the saying, fear, false evidence appearing real. It's not real, but it is real, because if you quit your day job, if you quit your job, know and understand that you're going to have to work your business just like you were going to work your job, as if a boss was over your head saying, you know, you need to make those phone calls. You know, you need to actually do this project, right? You know, you need to be over here. You know, you need to do this. You need to check in at 8:30. You need to do all of those things. And what a job teaches you is the basic principles and understanding of showing up on time and completing a project appropriately in a timely fashion. And it also gives you business models. And I've talked about this for years and years in some of my audio and some of my videos, that you really need to actually take into consideration having a job in the field that you want to go into. Super important, because it's going to teach you all the principles and maybe give you a model that you could follow that's a successful one. And you may be able to add more creativity to that if you do join, or if you do launch into someone else's business, you know, for an hourly wage or whatever the case may be, just to learn and understand how it works. And I can recall being in, you know, wanting to own a car dealership for many, many years, for years and years and years. I started an independent car dealership and I didn't necessarily like it as much, but I love going to the auction. I love doing certain things. I love the operation of the business. But being in a kind of a solo / two-person type independent dealership, if you will, was a little boring to me. I wanted to lead a team, which is why I always connected and went back to the franchise world, because it gave me an opportunity to run a team, to build sales or whatever the case may be. And I learned from those models that they had, is that this is really how you run a sales team. and not even from just cars, but just I remember being going backwards again or digressing again, just being in college and before college even, going door to door and building teams that way. I mean, that's a whole nother story. But at the end of the day, that taught me not only effective communication skills, but it taught me how to actually manage people. And that's what a job is going to teach you. It's going to teach you like a sales position. And if you don't know how to sell, you better learn quick, right? And what I mean by selling is I mean actually educating people. That's what selling really is. It's educating. And if you're excited about what you're doing and in the things that you love, look, if you love what you do, it's not sales for you anymore at that point. And by the way, you sell every day. You sell your boss on keeping you. You sell your clients on why they should do business with you. You sell your kids if you have any, your significant other if you have one, right? You're always selling you at the end of the day. And I think that's where most people drop the balls. They don't realize, oh, they hate sales, but at the end of the day, sales is what actually makes this work. The world revolves around that particular thing. Sales, right? How many sales have you made? It's the first thing they ask you when you get on the Shark Tank almost. What's your sales for the year? Oh, you haven't sold anything? This is not even a real business, right? So my point is that if you're not thinking about how to generate your first client, then you better get on the ball. You better learn that it's, number one, not going to be easy, and you better learn effective communication skills. And being persistent in what you do, like I always say, I learned this 25 years ago. They used to always say, make up in numbers what you lack in skill. And I understood that, and I go, wow, you know, if I talk to 100 people today, and believe me, I did in the hot, hot, hot 90 degree weather, how many people are willing to go out there and work in the hot, hot 90 degree, 100 degree weather in Florida, cold weather in New York? Let me tell you, I was knocking on doors. I promise you, knocking on businesses, knocking on doors, whatever it took to make that $100 a day. That's back then, that was a lot of money, making $100 to $200 a day, knocking on doors and teaching other people how to do that. So with that being said, again, I really want to hone in on, if you are being a persistent person, it's so critical to understand that this is the key component to the next going to the next level. Do you have a persistent personality is number one, right? And are you a persistent person? That's what I said. That's what I asked in the beginning. That's two. Do you stick with things that you do easily, or do you just give up when things get a little bit tough? I think all of us actually, if we're honest with ourselves, probably fall into both categories. And it's kind of like, it depends on the situation, right? So what if here's what I would say. What I want to do with you this month, right? Or this week, I should say, is I want you to focus on strengthening your persistence muscle, like so to speak, right? And there is a such thing. And I think you would agree, and many people would argue, that persistence is pretty much the most powerful success trait that there is. And I talked about this in the beginning, and I told that story about why persistence is important. It was probably 9 or 10 minutes long. And the reason is that if you don't persist, it means you quit. And if you quit, then you never get what you want out of life. That I can assure you of. The people that ultimately get what they want are the people that just tried something again and something new and then something else until they ultimately got where they wanted to go. The problem is that we often look at successful people, people that have achieved great things or that are way, way further up the ladder or further down the road or closer than where they want to be than we are at this point. And we just see their results and we see all the success that they've had in their lives. But we forget that they were once exactly where we were and probably even further back or further or worse than what we were. And they probably had a whole bunch of failures that they had and tried a lot of different things. But look, I don't really look at those as failures. I look at those as experiences. But what happened was their persistence, it was the persistence that allowed them to continue forward and get exactly where they are right now if they have achieved those goals that they wanted to achieve. Now, I'm going to talk to you about achieving these same goals in a 12-week, 90-day time frame. And it could be done. You could be a little bit unrealistic with your goals, But what's unrealistic, right? And so you have to figure out those things about your business. You have to know everything about your business, your demographics, how you're going to market, how many people you're going to bring in, what's your, you know, your cost to basically sell your product or your service, right? All of those things mean so much. So look, these people aren't, like, I can promise you, most of those people aren't really done with achieving the goals that they need to achieve. And if you're looking, right, so if you're looking at someone right now and you just admire where they are, and they've gotten really successful in their lives, and they've achieved most of what they wanted, chances are, I can almost pretty much promise you this, they're still looking for ways down the road to get to the next level. They're striving for more. They're wanting to have bigger goals, right? And that's what life is really about. It's just a big game. That's what it is. It's a big game of Monopoly. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you just got to keep going and play the game. And you have to be really good at the game. That's what persistence is. Keep playing that game over and over. And I guarantee it, you will persist ahead, and you will achieve way more than you maybe expected to achieve. But at the end of the day, I don't think we really achieve more than we expected, because I hear people say a lot of times, and I'm digressing for a minute. I hear people say a lot, well, I never imagined I'd be there, but that's not true. You manifested exactly what you wanted into your life, and it came exactly when it was supposed to come. So here's the thing, persistence never ends, right? And it's really about just, at the end of the day, setting your vision to where you want to be and then doing whatever it takes, as long as it takes, until you get there. Also, persistence, unfortunately, is not something that people do naturally. It's very easy to give up, and we all know this. I mean, I think most people know that it's easy to give up, right? And in this program, what I'm going to talk about and what we're talking about is a 10-year vision. But I always like to say, look, you can achieve a lot more. You can achieve what you would normally achieve in a year or two in 12 weeks, in 90 days. And there are programs out there that are based on 12 weeks or 90 days. There's gym programs that are based on 90 days, right? And I mean, I've done them. I've done them myself. No one's taught me how to do it. I taught myself. Now, do we need to be accountable? Yeah, we need to be accountable to ourselves. But I think if you just put your goals out there and let it be known, you're going to achieve it. You might come out, just sometimes you need to be quiet about it. Whatever works for you. But when you think about things you can achieve over the course of 10 years, it's fun sometimes. But then you think about how long it really takes to get there. So that's why I wanted to create like this whole process around, look, if you can get in shape and get in your best shape ever in 90 days, you can get in your best shape ever, basically from a business perspective, professionally. And you can do them both at the same exact time. And I want to inspire you to get in shape and be your very, very best in this 12 weeks, this 90 days. So it does sound a lot of fun, you know, when you can dream up certain things, you can look at how you would envision yourself driving down the road. It's like seeing a car that you were interested in, or you went to take a look at a car you were interested in, and then all of a sudden you just start seeing lots of those cars, right? You manifested that. And that's exactly how your life will basically unravel, if you will, or it will manifest into you exactly how you envisioned it. That's why visualization is so critical. And that's why everything I've ever envisioned in my life and I see myself doing literally has come to fruition. I don't know what it is for you, but look at the end result and then think how great it would feel, how it would be. And then it comes to the action taken that we talked about in those goal steps, right? That prior to this week, last week, the first week, the second week, we talked about the steps and the goals. And that can be a very long, drawn out process. It's boring sometimes, but persistence will keep you. Think about the why. Like, make sure your why isn't a dormant why. It's an active why. It's very easy. It's very, very easy to lose touch with where we're going. And it's very easy for us to just stop persisting. Now, things could get pretty, really, really difficult, and it can get frustrating. And that's when roadblocks get in the way. And they just basically just don't, they stop you from persisting. So what we actually want you to do, and what I want you to do this month, is train these persistent muscles so that they're really persistent. The persistence is who you become. It's just like going to the gym and training your muscle. You can't expect to get muscles and build your body if you don't train it. So what I want you to do is I want you to train your persistent muscles, so to speak. And I like to say that I am persistent myself. I just keep going no matter what. No matter how much money I've ever had in the bank account, I still kept going. I let that be the fuel to fire me up. Because it seems like sometimes when we have a lot of money, we're not as fired up, but it just depends on where you come from and where and what you've done and how things have come to you, right? That's what fires me up. Things that fire me up may not fire you up, but I know internally what gets me going. So you have to think about internally what gets you going. The good news is that persistence is actually a skill. So we're going to be developing that skill this week. And you can learn it, but you can also train it. It's also about like your ability to bounce back from failure. Like, don't be too high and don't be too low. Be right in between. So in other words, it's okay to celebrate your wins, is what I'm saying. But don't be too high. Like, don't get too high, because what happens is you get too caught up in that moment. And don't get too low, because then it's hard to bounce back from that. Just stay even keel, neutral. It's like when you score, if you ever seen, I played football, right? And I scored touchdowns. If I was a running back. But I celebrated. I was excited about making that touchdown. But I never really got to that level where I was too overly amped, because I wanted to stay in that moment and feel and really get that feeling, right? So that I can do it again, right? Because we all know, I'm going to go back to sales. The best time to make a sale is right after you make a sale. So get it. That's like, I live by that rule. The best time to make a sale is right after you make a sale. So keep going. So this week, there's basically four things we're going to do that really helps you hone in and focus on them. Here are the action steps. Get your pen, take notes, whatever you need to do. The first thing I want you to do this week, this week right here, is to make a list of 10 different times in your life where you've persevered. Think about that. Where did you persevere in your life? And you've been successful. Some of us are pretty hard on ourselves, like myself. So we might think, I'm the kind of guy that I just give up. That's one thing I'm not going to do. I will not give up. I might get a little down, but I'm not quitting. I don't care what gets in my way. Nothing's going to stop me from achieving my dreams and my goals. That I can assure you. So you have to be thinking on those lines. If things don't work out after two or three tries, then I just give up, right? That's what people say to themselves. I'm not talking about me, because I'm not giving up. But do you have that thought process if things don't go well, if things don't go the way you want it? And sometimes you'll say, let's go back really, really far in your lifetime and think about like when you first learned how to talk. Now, I don't know if you remember that, but think about maybe when you first learned how to ride your bike or something that you did initially that you remembered. When you first learned how to walk or eat or whatever the case is, If you need to go way back, then do it, because guess what? You persevered. You were persistent until you achieved those goals. There are so many things you can do right now naturally that were not naturally at some point. It just wasn't natural for you, that through persistence and perseverance and doing them over and over and over and over again, and learning through failure, because you learn from your experiences. If you didn't take the experience, you didn't jot it down, you didn't know what your journey was, you didn't know what happened, if you don't remember that, just get a journal and write it down. Like, man, I failed at that point. And you'd be surprised when you go back and you look at it, you're like, wow, I did that? Record yourself. Talk to yourself. Think about, like, self-talk is so important, but that's another topic. But record yourself when you're making a sale or pitch, if you will, to someone. See what you sound like. Do you have voice inflection? Are you talking slow? Are you talking fast? Or are you talking, look, at the end of the day, do I believe in certain strategies and mirroring and all that? I mean, to a degree, but not really, man. You know, just get to the point, because all people care about at the end of the day is how you're going to help them. Be a problem solver. If you drive a car, case in point, you probably sucked at one point, and now you probably do it pretty naturally without even thinking, then there's obviously going to be times that are a little more, you're a little bit more goal oriented, where you really achieve something pretty cool. And then maybe you got a promotion, or maybe you landed your dream job and it took you 5, 10, 15, 20 attempts. It took you getting a second degree maybe to get that job. Those are all things that you were persistent at. You didn't give up. You didn't quit because you got really good at driving. And you're like, no, I'm going to get good at this, right? And then all of a sudden, now you're just natural. You don't even think about it. Now, I don't know what it is for you, but you really had to persist and persevere. And I want you to take this week to really let your mind focus on all the times where you did persevere, so that you can remind yourself that you are the kind of person that does this, and now you're going to be the kind of person that just simply lives this way all the time. And then next, you're going to make a list of 10 situations where you didn't have the successful outcome you hoped for because you gave up. How many times did you give up? Do you have any regrets for that? I'm guessing that 10 is going to be the number that's achievable, but if it's not, that's okay too. If it's less than 10, then that's fine. But just make that list of 10 situations. Now, but think about this. I want you to think about it. There's probably been a number of situations in your life where you had an idea and you just lost interest. And it happens every single day. We get an idea and we lose interest, right? Because I don't know if you're going to really be passionate about it. You might not. But can you see yourself? I asked somebody, can you see yourself doing it in 10 years from now? That's what you really have to think about. Can you see yourself doing exactly what you're doing right now 10 years from now? Maybe that was the best decision at that time because you moved on to something more successful. And that's okay, but let's just make note of it. Make note of the times that you thought of a great idea and you lost interest of that in that particular thing. By giving yourself a chance to think about this, you actually can go back and re-examine exactly what happened. Were there certain things that happened in that situation that you can see or notice a pattern in, so that maybe you avoid doing those things again in the future, right? And really give yourself a chance to think about those situations where you can acknowledge that I gave up and maybe it could have happened for me, all right? But did I give up and I'm living with that choice now? But that's a situation, right, where you gave up, and if you could go back, would it be done differently, or would you do it differently? Those are all things that I want you to think about. Like, if you were to able to go back and the mistakes that you made, would you go back and would you do it differently? That's always a powerful question to ask yourself. And then next, the third in this week as well, you want to analyze both those lists or those things that I told you to write down and really think on 5 takeaway points or really lessons learned from you during that particular, those experiences. Like, for example, I give up too easily, right? That's a good example. When I'm faced with financial hardship, I really wanted to start this business and things were going really well, and there was some prospective customers coming in the door, and then I had to take it to the next level, but I couldn't get the funding. Did that make you quit? Or I got the funding and blew the money. Right? Man, that's tough. And so you got to really be disciplined and know that if you want to go to the next level, you got to understand that you can't spend your funding, or you can't quit. You got to know where everything is going to be in place. And you're probably thinking, like, I spent it the wrong way. That money that came in and things just fell flat, and I had to declare bankruptcy or whatever the case may have been, you know, that caused you to put a pause on that particular project, and then you never came back to it. Happens all the time. Happens every day. Every single day it happens to a business. I don't know what it is for you, but really think about those lessons learned, because a lot of times when we give up or when we do persevere, we forget the lesson. Why do we forget the lesson? And I want you to make sure that every action you take, everything that happens to us in our lives, that we've learned the lesson, that we document the lessons, so we never do things that basically are hurting us ever again. And we repeat these things that are working for us as often as possible. Now look, finally, you want to go back to your goals from that list from the very first month, and maybe that's the part that's going to help you evolve. Now, right now, we're going to be in week 4, and maybe you've got some new goals. Maybe you're working with that accountability partner to identify some different steps you should be taking. And then I want you to just start identifying, or at least potentially identifying, any issues that might be coming up, some roadblocks that you foresee coming. Maybe those financial problems are creeping back in, and start thinking about it. How will you ensure that you persist through these things? How will you ensure that you do not give up and you stay on course? Because these are important goals, important actions for you to be taking. And with all that, right, at the end of week 4, you should basically ingrain persistence as part of who you are, and you'll never, ever turn back again, guys. I want to thank you for listening. Have a great, great evening, great weekend, great day. And stay focused. I'll see you at the top.